Wade Hudlow is parked on the remote corner of Lone Star and Hoover, two lonely roads dividing four yawning wheat fields. Hudlow's tanker truck is filled with Roundup he bought last fall.
We're spraying our stubble fields to kill the cheatgrass and volunteer wheat that's in our stubble before we make summer fallow. We're spraying Roundup to kill whatever's out there that's green.
It was lucky he bought the chemical last fall. This year, the price is way up. Farmers are earning higher prices for their crops right now, but are also paying higher prices for just about everything.
Last year, we were paying about $17 a gallon, $15 to $17 a gallon for Roundup. And now, if you can get it at all, it's probably $60 or $70 a gallon.
It is definitely something that weighs on us farmers at times because you can't pass on those higher prices.
Nicole Berg is the president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. She also dryland farms herself. Berg says war and trade embargoes are creating volatility in the commodities market. Russia is the largest wheat producer on the planet. With Ukraine, it grows nearly a third of the world's wheat. And Northwest wheat farmers can't raise their prices because they're competing in a global market.
The wheat prices are going limit up, limit down, limit up, limit down. And there's just all this uncertainty across the countryside.
This year's crop is planted and most upfront expenses are paid for. But the war is also affecting farm chemicals like fertilizers and pesticides because many raw components come from the Black Sea area. Now, wheat farmers are worried about their fall planting. Leslie Druffel is with the McGregor Company, a major ag chemical firm based outside of Colfax, Washington.
You might have to have plan B, plan C, plan D, you know, halfway through the alphabet to try to make sure that you've got the right crop in the ground and you've, you know, fed it and protected it.
Druffel says having costs go up on everything nearly 50% is crushing.
You know, family farms have been, you know, worked for generations, and being the one that finally has to give it up, that's a heavy burden for anybody.
Hi.
Hey, Olivia, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Coming off of school.
You ready to work on your loan for another year?
Yeah, I am.
Well, we have loan documents.
Olivia Grassel and her husband, Stacy Niveton, are at the Community First Bank in Connell, Washington, to sign a major farm loan. They grow wheat, grass seed, and beans. The couple's eyes widen as they inspect the documents.
Numbers are a lot bigger this year.
Yeah, they are. I wasn't expecting that one. Okay. All right, yeah.
It's a big risk for Olivia and her husband. They're signing for the loan personally. Stacy Niveton hopes their crop prices will hold until they're sold.
When it does go down, you just don't want to be on the wrong side of it.
Add the continuing Western drought to the war in Ukraine, and farmers could be signing on for a tough couple of years. I'm Anna King in Connell, Washington.